All right, our Made in Michigan Monday today, because it's Christmas week, let's head over to Frankenmuth and we say good morning to the president and CEO of Bronner's Christmas Wonderland, Wayne Bronner. Wayne, good morning. Thanks for being with us today. Wayne, how you doing?
We're good. Merry Christmas to all your listeners.
Merry Christmas to you as well. I appreciate you giving us a few minutes of your time today.
Yes, happy to do it.
Well, what has this Christmas season been like at Bronner's?
It's been unusual. People are dying to get out. They've been cooped up for too long, so they're willing to travel.
Well, yeah.
Willing and ready to travel.
I bet they are. Let's back up a little bit, not just what has this Christmas season been like, but what has the last year and a half, almost 2 years, been like there?
Well, the 2020 was a down year in the store. There, people just weren't traveling because of the pandemic, but the internet and the catalog sales were up, so we were... Not an equal amount as much as we were down, but the inventory carried over.
Well, that's certainly good, especially given the supply chain issues that so many retailers have been dealing with this year. Have you had some of those issues as well?
Yeah, typically our receiving area is very busy in July and August, and this year it's September, October. So we've received our merchandise, but it was late.
Well, better late than never, right?
Correct. Yeah, at least we have it.
Wayne, how do you describe Bronner's to somebody that's never been there before?
Well, I imagine the world's largest Christmas store. My father, Wally, used to say you need to experience Bronner's twice. Once to look in the merchandise, and then the second time to look up and see all the displays. We have a lot of displays on display for the visitors to see.
And a lot of people do visit twice, more than twice. And what's really interesting is the time of year that a lot of people visit, too. Obviously, you want to be there at Christmas time, but you can get that sense of Christmas any time of year at Bronner's, can't you?
We're open 361 days a year.
Unbelievable. We're talking with Wayne Bronner at Bronner's over in Frankenmuth. How did this all start? Take us back to the beginning of Bronner's.
Well, it started really in 1945. My father, Wally, was a mason. The family trade was masonry. They were builders, and they built a lot of the buildings here in Frankenmuth. And my grandfather fully expected Wally to enter the trade. The European tradition, the trade is passed on from father to son and so forth. So Wally decided at an early age that he was not interested in pursuing masonry. He wanted to be an artist and a window trimmer. So he was trimming windows at Jennison Hardware Store in Bay City, Michigan. And there were some merchants from Clare, Michigan that came into Bay City to the Jennison Hardware Store, and they inquired of the owner whether he had any Christmas decorations for sale. And he said, "We don't sell anything like that. Why don't you talk to that window trimmer out there?" That was my father, Wally, at that young age. And he painted them some Christmas panels that they hung on their lampposts. And they were so admired by many, many different communities, they inquired, "Where did you get those?" And they said, "From a young sign painter down in Frankenmuth, Michigan. His name is Wally Bronner." And that was really the start of the Christmas business.
That's amazing. And people come from all over to visit Bronner's, don't they?
Yes, they do, especially in the summertime. You drive to the parking lot, and you'll see license plates from virtually every state.
And everybody's got a smile on their face there, don't they?
They're happy, so they can be. It can be 90 degrees and humidity to match, and they've by and large are filling their baskets with Christmas goodies and singing along with the Christmas carols.
What are some of the trends in Christmas merchandise this year? What are some of the popular items that that people are looking for?
We're not a trendy place as so much. We're pretty much a classic place. So a lot of the personalized items are really popular this year.
I bet they
just love to get gifts with them with their name on it.
Yeah, that's really neat. What is Bronner's going to be like, say, a week after Christmas, once the holiday is over? Does everybody kind of take a big sigh of relief at that point?
Yes, about the third week in January, things will really taper off. It gets very quiet around here. Until the weather gets nice again and it's conducive to travel.
When do you do your shopping for all this merchandise? When do you select all the items that you're going to sell at the store?
Typically, we go over to China and select merchandise there. And then we also go to Europe. So that's in October through January, more or less.
All right. And you got to get all stocked up for the holiday season at
Bronner's. Right, and just anticipation.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, listen, Wayne, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Thank you so much for giving us a few minutes of your time. And we just hope that you have a great rest of this Christmas season over there.
Merry Christmas to you and all your listeners.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
1380 WPHM in Port Huron. If you haven't been to Bronner's in a while, get over there and visit. And the nice thing is, if you miss it during the Christmas season, you can go in January, February, March, April, any time of the year. They are open year-round right over there in Frankenmuth. And it is a popular destination. They've got those signs all up and down I-75. You can be traveling down in the south and see signs for Bronner's Christmas Wonderland. It is a one-of-a-kind, a made-in-Michigan Monday original.